Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved one. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Sri Ramka, and we are delighted to be with you.
Right here at the Voice of Passionate Action, August is heating up, just as we kind of hinted about. And today we're going to talk about, are you walking that kind of August tightrope? Are you feeling kind of like, whoa, keeping everything in balance is a challenge? Or are you flying free? Because the energies of this moment are doing their best to keep you off balance. And so there's a lot to navigate. There's a lot to discuss. And we are really glad that you are here.
Because the tightrope is a kind of a familiar metaphor. I think so often, so often in our lives, we find ourselves really saying, okay, I've got this responsibility and this commitment and that going on. And oh my goodness, something just happened. And and trying to juggle everything, trying to walk the line can be really challenging. And it's a beautiful learning opportunity.
Oh, in every single way, especially in a world that really has this kind of like waiting for the other shoe to drop mentality. Walking the tightrope can be very frightening and also distract you because it demands a lot of focus, right? To stay on a tightrope, you got to pay attention. You got to be pretty available. But if you're doing that, you're missing everything else. And so the gift is to fly free and not need a tightrope at all. Now, I got to say, Sri, talking about flying free, I know that we had, I think, a couple phone lines open right before we got on the air. I don't know if they're still open, but here's the number, guys. Get in the queue for today's show. 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you get a busy signal, it does mean all of our lines are full, but hold on to that number because as soon as we say hi and goodbye, that would be your opportunity to get through.
Absolutely. And I want to go back to the tightrope.
Yeah, you just like it. I don't know, Sri.
I like the imagery because I spent so many years of my life dancing on that tightrope.
Oh, for sure.
And I just want to say that everything we do, everything in our life is there for our expansion. And whether we're expanding worldly wisdom or we're expanding ascended connection, that's up to you. Mm-hmm. That's up to your soul's journey. However, the tightrope is a common feeling, the feeling that we're almost off balance, but no, if I just do this, I'll keep my balance
right,
going.
Right, right. As long as I don't forget this, but then you go from being a tightrope walker to a plate spinner.
Well,
and I'm not sure which one has the harder job.
another wonderful image. And it's important to recognize that each and every step of the way, you have a choice.
Mm.
And whether the choice is to suffer the consequences of perhaps changing the way you were interacting with the world.
Right.
Or whether the choice is one of kind of leaping forward and discovering there's a whole new way of being, there are choices.
Yeah, there are.
And so each of us has the life that we require in order to either strengthen our commitment to function well within the mass stream of consciousness, which is fine, or to strengthen our courage to take the leap to fly free.
Well, I love that, Sri. And I just have to share that as we are all coming together today, remember that we are in this August adventure moment. Now, if you did not catch us live last week, get to shrinkcareradio.com. Listen to last week's show. Also, we were just on, we literally just came off the air over at Truth Frequency Radio with Alan and Sandra at Twin Flame Divine Fire, and just spent a lot more time talking about this August adventure energy. The key, my angels, is that August is, and we've been kind of talking about this for months, that August was going to be hot. We kept saying it over and over again. August was going to be hot. It's going to be hot at every level of your experience. It will be density hot. It will be literal hot. It will have this energy of heat. And heat does what? It rises. It percolates. And so this is an adventure of the ego in August, and it is a powerful one. And, you know, if you've not had a chance yet to watch our August video with all of our heart, please do. Go to Official Sri and Kira over at YouTube. Again, our channel is Official Sri and Kira. And if you haven't subscribed, please do. That way you'll always get updates right away. And watch the video, because one of the ways we discuss this, and of course you want to grab last week's show where we went through this extensively, is that this is the month where your soul is being invited to lead, to assist you to flourish at a new level. Think about that. In this triple retrograde energy, you have an opportunity to flourish even more, to fly high. And simultaneously, the ego self, the density self, is kind of freaking out, and it's getting a lot of freak out energy thrown at it. So our suggestion, and as Sri has said for many, many years, is to cuddle, love, appreciate that small little child known as your ego, put it in a beautiful car seat with all of its little fake steering wheels and flowers and whatever else it needs and juice boxes and maybe some cute sunglasses. I like those cute little baby sunglasses. and let it kick its feet in its cute little shoes and watch the view. If you do that and allow your soul to drive, you're going to wind up at a destination that will blow your mind.
You know, one of the keys here is understanding the healthy relationship between the ego and the soul.
Oh, yeah.
The ego is the personality self, and it is adaptive. It has learned since the beginning of its moment that it must adapt, it must conform, it must control. And in that, as an adaptive personality style, the ego only really knows the information of the outer world mm-hmm. and then the inner emotional state.
Exactly.
So you think about how disempowered you often felt as a child. Well, that's the coloring of the ego. The ego is always ready to slip into a sense of disempowerment mm-hmm. or self-defeating or I just have bad luck. All of those kind of negative life scripts are really part of the egoic consciousness. There's very few people that have an ego that doesn't have any self-defeating material in it.
And thank goodness, because it is that beautiful experience of our life experience and density that assists us to wake up.
And absolutely. And it's there for a reason.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there is nothing wrong with the ego. The key is, if you are on a path of self-ascension, if you are on a path of awakening, then we have to get behind the camera in the movie theater.
Yeah.
You've got to get behind the projector in order to really understand the greater context of what's going on.
And that allows you to see the miracles come forward.
It allows you to see the miracles. It allows you to see the habit of the ego, realizing that the ego is actually limiting your experience because it won't allow in that which it doesn't feel comfy with.
Well, you know, it's very much about the ego saying, if I accept this as a miracle, then I might have a lesser role in your life, right? And so
right.
It's a self-preserving experience
the
for
ego
the ego
to be
say,
number one.
Exactly. It's like, no. If you start having other stuff happening, what about me? And that's a really powerful question.
And so it's a wonderful month. August is the month of the lion. It's the month of the extroverted energy, commanding, coming forward. And so in this energy of what would be a quote unquote normal August, we've also overlaid some amazing retrograde energy.
A triple retrograde experience, guys, that's not going to end until September.
And you've got that in the mix. And then, of course, you have the fact that the entire cosmos in this little corner, anyway, is on what we refer to as the escalator to ascension.
Oh, yeah.
It is lifting and lifting, and people are bubbling.
Well, and if you've not seen our video at YouTube, it's called Survival 2015 through 2022. You need to watch that video because it really talks about the energy interference and things that are happening. And we put out that video on the very first moment that the escalator to expansion of ascension energy started. And remember, that window is 2015 through 2022. And if you have not tuned in with that, you might want to. And when you go to our channel, Official Sri and Kira at YouTube, just scroll down to the most popular video we've loaded and that's it. You'll find it. No worries. So I want to go back, Sri. You know, one of the gifts that we get every week is tons and tons of email from so many of you. And we are so, so grateful. And remember, you can send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com. And normally it takes a couple weeks to get emails to us. And so we apologize. But this particular week, we had a few forwarded to us right before we went on the air today.
Yeah.
And every one of them is so relevant. Now, those of you that are on the phones, hold on. I promise we will get to you. You can listen to the show while you're holding on. It might be the second half of the show, but we will definitely get to you. So I want to read this one email because, well, there's a couple we want to read, but this first one I want to read is really important because it's about what we're talking about right now.
And very timely.
It's timely. The questions are good, and I think it's a value for us to discuss right now. So let me read this email.
Yeah, please.
And here's what it says. My dearest Sri and Kira, great guides to self-ascension, thank you for all you do. Well, thank you, beloved one, for writing us. The following question needs to be asked and addressed. Why cannot an ego evolve from a serving me ego to an evolved serving others we ego? Who is allowed to stop the evolution of and for any being of thing or thing? Excuse me, love and light always, Joyce. Well, Joyce, this is a wonderful question because it addresses many, many misconceptions and misunderstandings that people often overlay into the energy of what's happening on the planet.
Yeah, there's actually a couple of questions there.
And a couple of answers.
And so let's begin with the first one that she asked, which is why can't an ego evolve from serving me to a more evolved serving we?
Well, the answer is it does. And we've actually been talking about that for the past few months, and the entire planet was involved in that in July.
So the evolution from me to we is a natural evolution of the ego, and it's useful and potentially wonderful. And that is what we refer to as spiritual activism.
And if you learn about the Pyramid of Spiritual Awakening, for sure, if you have not read the series of articles we've been putting out recently, go to sriankira.com and read part one of the article we just put out.
And so, of course, and this is the stuff that psychotherapy and self-help and self-empowerment groups and teachings are all made of. This is indeed the path I took as I look back on my journey.
I think everybody takes this path.
It's pretty common to want to move from a place of fear-based ego into a more empowered ego, and then looking out in the world and seeing suffering and wanting to create more harmony and beauty in the world. And it's just a natural evolutionary thing when the heart begins to inform the ego and the ego begins to say, okay, I can expand, I can do better, I can include others and all of that. And we have no criticism of that whatsoever.
No, as a matter of fact, it is the evolution. It is exactly what you're asking. In the Pyramid of Spiritual Awakening, we are all born into density consciousness, which is nothing more than saying we're born into a body of form, and part of that journey is to remember who we are, and the ego self develops and is with us, and as we evolve and as that ego refines itself, as Sri just mentioned, it absolutely goes from a me to a we. The question is, and this is your next question, who is allowed to stop the evolution of and for any being? No one other than yourself. No one other than your own being. But that question to me feels like you're misunderstanding a point that we're making. And the point we're making is that when we evolve through, because we have to evolve through all these stages. So we evolve from the me to the we is where we can also stop, where we say my we group is the best there is, and thereby you limit yourself from evolving beyond the we into the awareness of one. And this is a very powerful question.
It is, because the we consciousness that this writer is referring to in its best expression is the highest expression of density.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's you know, a place where we have caring officials and laws that support health and beauty and all of that kind of stuff in density.
Well, and also a level of spiritual awakening whereby your level of spiritual awakening, you know, your attainment is your veil, right?
Yeah.
And so for many people, they're because the ego is still carrying a very large part and supporting that, that's where they stop. So it's actually, as you were talking about, one of the most evolved evolutions of the human ego while still maintaining an alignment with the third dimension.
And that last piece is key, because when we begin to kind of peek through the evolved ego into the ascended realms, we begin to realize, wait a minute, I am an eternal soul.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not just this body. I'm not just this set of emotions and values and principles. I am an eternal soul. And as we begin to allow the truth of the I am energy to come in, then we've recontextualized our identity.
Mm-hmm.
And now the ego gets really scared. because
terrified.
Because a universal identity is coming to the forefront.
And what about me? It actually can cause you to go back. It can and actually have you go, what about me?
And there's a moment of delight as we look at and touch oneness, and there's a moment of terror where we go, wait a minute, I'm dying. It's not going to work.
And here's the irony of that. In many ways, the you that thought you were in the driver's seat is relaxing. I don't want to use the word dying, but relaxing into the recognition that, you know what? I can have a heck of a lot of fun in a passenger seat, and I can actually have a greater experience, more joy, more love, be more relaxed.
Yes. And one of the things that's different about the yoga of self-ascension compared to other forms of spiritual practice is that we recognize that the ego is an essential part of your human experience.
Oh, yeah.
And that we can, if you do war with the ego, then you are in a spiritual battle that will consume your life force energy for many, many years.
That's true.
If indeed we simply relax and love our ego as the inner child that it is, and recognize when it's trying to control and when it's not, and we lovingly keep putting it in the car seat, so to speak, over time, through this spiritual tenacity, the ego will begin to realize that the soul is unconditionally loving and it can trust the experience of expansion.
That's the golden ticket right there. That is the golden ticket, is that the ego has to get to a point, and only you can bring yourself to this point. The ego has to get to a point when absolutely you are at the moment of trusting. It's the big capital T, right?
T is for trust.
It's the trust. Now, Sri, this brings me to, I love what you're sharing. I want to read another letter that we got in from another beautiful listener. And let me read this one. And this is too cute. Her subject line is the car seat.
In quotes.
In quotes. And here it is. Beloved Sri and Kira, thank you so much for last week's radio show. I guess I did know the inner child is the ego, and yet I heard it in a way that clicked as I listened to your show. Well, thank you for listening. And for all of you, that's last week's show. That's the August prediction show that if you have not tuned into, or you might even want to tune into again. The image of the quote ego, parentheses, inner child, in a car seat with all the toys and a juice cup holder is a wonderful one. I can visualize my inner child in such a seat, about 4 years old, curly hair, red sneakers, and in the back of the car, exclamation point. Yesterday, I was aware all day long that I had a very cranky little girl back there. And yes, you gotta love it. And yes, the triggers of August are abundant. She was definitely letting me know she was upset, and I was able to work separately from her, yet holding her in my consciousness and letting her know her tantrums were okay, and I hear her. I'm clapping.
Well done.
Yay! Woohoo!
Now there's a wise parent.
A very wise parent. I will continue to work with this, and really, I have to giggle sometimes because it is such a perfect image. Thank you for helping me make my inner child a real person. I so appreciate your wisdom, your love, and energy that is also abundantly present on the radio and beyond. Namaste, hugs and love, Pat. Well, Pat, feel our arms and appreciation around you, because yes, this is what August is about. It's not that the ego should go away. It's not that the ego is a terrible thing. We need it. As long as you have a body, you are going to have an ego. The question is, who's driving?
Yes. The question is really your ultimate sense of identification.
Mm-hmm.
The ego showed up when you took birth here in Earth School.
Yeah.
Well, who was there before you took birth? That's
so
that's your soul identity,
yep.
Or what some people call the higher self.
And see, this is all part of that tightrope or flying.
That's it. And so as long as you believe that the ego is all you are, then absolutely you want to refine it. You want to teach it. You want it to be really good and really and have the highest expression possible. Lovely. That's great. It truly is.
It truly is.
And the key is, once your context widens and you begin to sense energy beyond the individual identification, when you begin to touch into the cosmic, the mystical realities, now all of a sudden the ego takes on a new understanding. And that's what we're talking about. And there's loads of things we could share on that topic. But for right now, what's important is to gather awareness.
Yes.
When we are aware, we can make better choices. It's that simple.
Well, and not only that, but once we allow ourselves to be aware, we have the experience of what's before us. Unless we're aware, those experiences just kind of fly by. We might or might not get the lessons. We keep staying in repetitive cycles. Things keep happening. But if we get, if those moments, if those energies that are around us bring us to that moment of awareness, then we've arrived where we can ascend, where we can have the experience and make our choices. You know, it's that old, you don't know what you don't know.
You don't know what you don't know.
How can you make a choice if you're not even aware of what it is you're choosing or what's on your plate to choose from? And this is so valuable. Now, you know, since it seems like right now we're doing a lot of like, you know, listener mail, I want to give a shout out to Veronica. Veronica wrote us an amazing email called My August Road Trip Adventure. And just so beautiful. I just want to read the beginning. And Veronica, we read your entire letter and also offered you that reading on Twin Flame Divine Fire. We were just there. And so I just wanted to let you know that, that we were just on that show. And you can absolutely go listen to that at Twin Flame Divine Fire. But here's what Veronica said in her opening email. Namaste and blessings, dear Sri and Kira. Thank you for being and sharing this adventure with all of us. I am so appreciative of your wisdom and for giving us even more with your new show, Soul Mirror Radio Show. I heard it on the archives today, and I am so glad you guys didn't blow up the entire radio station. So are we. So are we. And for those of you that have not yet tuned in, go to soulmirrorradio.com, just soulmirrorradio.com. You can catch the archives of our first two shows and be there, guys. This show is just blowing up the airwaves. Be there Thursday nights, 8 p.m. Pacific time. Now, the rest of Veronica's email talks about how she was getting ready to leave on a literal road trip with her husband and that for the first time, I think she says in like her entire life. Yeah. Well, here's what she says. This was my first time going on a trip without a set itinerary, so I'm letting my control freak ego just relax in the car seat and enjoy the ride, and I'll get a pacifier for it when it starts whining again like it always does. And I just love that she's sharing this because she also talked about how in June and July, she had a lot of depression come back and other things and was able to navigate it because of the forgiveness and the release of judgment. So we celebrate you, Veronica. Congratulations.
You know, it's so important to remember that the quality of your experience, what's going on in your life, is there to inform you.
Right.
It's not just a report card. It's not like, okay, I had more positive than negative, therefore I'm okay. It's whatever you're experiencing is there to be cherished and to stimulate gratitude. Sometimes we need uncomfortable experiences in order to expand and heal. And so we say thank you to those experiences. And last month we talked so much about forgiveness. And the thing I just want to remind each and every one of us is that forgiveness works at all levels of consciousness.
Yeah.
However, when we are truly in a space of unconditional peace, when we're really relaxed,
when we're flying,
when we're in the place of an expanded heart without an agenda,
right?
And you do the forgiveness work from that space, you only have to do it once.
Yeah.
But when we do it from, call it lower levels of consciousness, we've got to repeat it a lot.
And it's okay.
And that's good.
It's awesome, actually.
And so the point I want to make is that it's nothing to throw out. It's something to add to your toolkit. And that every once in a while, you'll hit that wonderful zone of love where you really release a person or a thing, and you really release all yourself from having any negative judgment because you realize we did the best we could given our state of consciousness at that time.
And that right there is a choice. And that's a level of mastery that is attained because you have been through the awareness, you have navigated the experience, and it brought you to that choice. And the key is every time we say yes to a choice, every time we see it with that greater multidimensional view, we free ourselves to the next part of our own journey, to our next evolution. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I want to share, Sri, that we have been really blessed lately with so many visceral demonstrations of miracle magic energy. You know, I do want to give a shout out to the entire miracle team. And yesterday was our monthly gathering of spirit and live ceremonies. And we do this every month with our miracle team. And please know, guys, that our miracle team holds a cradle. It is a beautiful, it is our one of our many free services to the world. It is called The Healing Light, The Healing Light at selfascension.com, The Healing Light at selfascension.com. And this is a safe, sacred space. It is completely private and confidential, where you can send your prayers, your petitions, your concerns, your messages that you want to send to the universe. And these messages are held very privately and confidentially. No one reads them. They're held in a sacred container. And every month, when we gather with the miracle team on the first Saturday of the month, all of these messages are energized through a very powerful ceremony. We come together, and the energy has been off the charts. It really has been off the charts. And so please, 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 if you're finding yourself needing support or help, and you just need to write it and send it out, The Healing Light at selfascension.com is here to serve you 24 hours a day.
And it is so important to be able to articulate what it is you want.
Yes.
Just writing that email, that prayer, that declaration, however.
Putting that miracle energy out there.
When you do that, what you're saying is, I'm ready to receive this.
Yes.
And then when you send it to the healing light at selfascension.com, you've got all these other wonderful beings who are energizing your miracle.
And yesterday, our miracle team ceremony was just off the charts. And we bow before all of you, whether you're actively members of our miracle team or whether you're just carrying the miracle presence that you know in your heart is your flame of illumination, we bow and honor you. And I want to share our miracle story, Sri, because we had an incredible miracle story happen this week.
Yeah,
and it happened Friday. It was just the day before.
Just
it was Friday.
A couple of days ago.
Yeah, it was a really powerful, beautiful blessing.
And one of the qualities of miracles is that sense of synchronicity that happens. Sometimes isn't recognized until you're well into it.
Well, and when you're on the other side of walking the tightrope.
Yeah.
And so Sri and I, guys, it was really quite amazing. We were down in downtown Cuenca, and we had an appointment in a professional building that was actually not in the poshest part of town, let's put it that way. So the building opened up to the actual street where there's a sidewalk, but there was a long corridor. So like you go in the door, and the door was open because the weather's beautiful. So in Ecuador, you're always kind of living with nature.
Kind of dimly lit hallway.
The one fluorescent bulb kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, just the single row of chairs on one side of the hallway. And we were sitting all the way in. I mean, literally. We were the only people in the building. The person we were meeting was up on the third floor. He knew we were coming. He had said, just have a seat. I'll meet you down there. So we're sitting there, and, you know, Sri and I are engaged, and I'm sitting next to Sri so that I'm the one that is closest to the door, but the door is really far away. So we're sitting there engaged, and we're talking, and I am not kidding, guys. Literally, like somebody took my head. I have no idea why. I turn to look at the doorway out to the street at exactly the same moment. And this is like a single doorway. This isn't like a big public building. This is like a door. And at the exact same time, this artist who is laden with all these paintings is walking by. And I took my head and looked at Sri and went, uh-oh, I probably looked at the wrong time. That probably wasn't the smartest thing to do. And I don't know why I just looked, and why did I have to look then? And I noticed when he and I met eyes in that one moment, he had this look of, well, I probably shouldn't, but I guess I will. And he walked in. So needless to say, he comes walking in, and he's covered in these paintings. And he's like, you know, would you like a painting? And of course, we're first like, no, 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 you know, we didn't come for a painting today. As he turns around, the painting we had not seen, which was the one that was kind of like, you know, if you can imagine somebody carrying big canvases, I mean, like four of them, it was the one that had been
facing the other way.
And he turned around, and it is the single most ascended version of Mary that we have ever seen. And that in her heart, she's pulling open this, you know, her beautiful blue veil around her. She's pulling that open to expose a sacred heart that is crystalline, experienced with, I think they're gardenias around it. And instead of a halo, he has a gold mandala. And then the entire painting has violet and amethyst and crystalline hues to it.
The golden sprinkly kind of reflective.
And he painted it. And we were just, I was like, oh my God. And I said, well, How much is that one? Realizing that she was the one who reached out and turned my head. And he was the artist. And we were, you know, we were not planning on anything. We didn't have a lot of money on us. But we were able to come to terms with this artist.
Yeah, yeah.
It was quite a profound energy.
It was kind of one of those win-win situations where he was on his way to a gallery where he displays his stuff. And, of course, you know, he was wanting to sell paintings, but he just happened to be walking by.
And it was just one of those happenstances that, like I said, my head turned in that 1 second for no real reason. And here's what's happened, guys, since then. We have learned that right now, and you probably already know this, we did not know this, that there is a lot of people that are currently fasting right now and preparing for August 15th, which is, you know, a big day for Mary. And we are already having tons of information and energy coming in about the feminine balance and the need for that. So we're going to be having this picture. It'll be in our Miracle Team newsletter on Monday. If you're a Miracle Team member, we'll be putting it out with some of our other announcements. So make sure you're on our newsletter list. And you know, guys, it's really easy to do that. Just go to sriandkiraradio.com and there's a big button right there that says get the newsletter, or go to sriandkira.com. Same thing.
Same
get on
button.
Our newsletter. It's really easy to do. And oh my gosh, Sri, look at the time. How is this happening?
Well, I tell you what, we just want to close out this first half of the show by saying miracles are real and love is. And I tell you what, we have a lot of callers standing by. We're going to get to all of you in the second half of the show.
And we're going to show you how to keep flying free.
But right now, please stand by while we take a little station break for these messages. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Self Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Avesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful ascended mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go. And then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at sriandkira.com. That's sriandkira.com. Namaste.
Well, beloved listeners, we welcome you back, and we want to say thank you for being here. You know, it takes a commitment to keep saying, I'm going to connect to positive energy. I'm going to connect with others that lift me up. I'm going to seek my answers in ways that are wholesome and positive. One of the things that I want to underscore is, before we move into our callers here, is that one of the roles of the egoic consciousness is to establish a value system that's based on right and wrong and hierarchy, meaning that some things are more pleasurable than others. So I'm going to take note of that. Some things seem to be more positive than others, and my definition of what's positive and what's negative will change over the years as I expand my context, my values. And so it's important to recognize that this is useful to the egoic personality that must navigate the world, that has to make decisions about where to go, who to affiliate with, et cetera, et cetera. However, it is not as useful when it comes to the expansion of love and the ascension process, which moves one out of the individual reality into the cosmic reality. And this is the paradox. It's important to be able to grow and to cope with, you know, when I say cope, I don't mean just, you know, survival. I mean function well, to cope with the stresses that are in your life. Yet, I don't believe anyone will truly be satisfied, meaning truly at peace, unless they get beyond the ego's definition of okayness. You know, okayness is one of those things that changes depending upon what age you are and your life experiences. And so this is the joy of evolving and growing up, and it's also the limit. And what I mean by that is your level of attainment is actually your veil. Just when we think we have everything figured out and we have a sense of what is, what we've done is we've put a stamp on the universe and says, that's as far as it goes, and I've got it figured out now. And so we've actually limited ourselves through that sense of attainment.
But see, even that is an illusion, because the reason that we're feeling that we've had this level of attainment is the ego is saying enough. This is as far as I can go.
I got it figured out.
I got it figured out. And, you know, the minute you think you have it figured out should be your first clue, because it's not about getting the answers to all the questions. It's about letting the answers come by letting the questions go.
And, you know, truly one of the most beautiful ways of understanding that is that your life is an unfolding revelation.
Indeed, in every single way.
And so when we allow the process and the joy of living to just simply unfold, to present itself, then you have this rolling expansion, so to speak, and that each and every day, each and every moment that you'd like to measure with a TikTok becomes an ever-refining, ever-more joyful moment.
Well, that's the blessing of the continued journey. That's the blessing of saying, you know.
And that's when we're flying.
Well, it is when we're flying, because if the ego's in the car seat, it doesn't have to think. It doesn't have to do anything.
But it gets to see what's going on.
Exactly. It's a beautiful journey. And, you know, speaking of a beautiful journey, we have all these amazing people that have been on hold. Thank you. We love you so much. And let's invite in our beautiful callers.
We're going to do it. We're heading to the phone lines, and we'll start with line two and say hi to Stephen from California.
Namaste, beloved one. First time in the show. Welcome.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We're doing great. Hello? Welcome, Angel. Hi.
Hey. I'm so happy I got a hold of you guys and I was able to get through today. I've been listening to your show for a couple months. You know, my sister actually put me on to the show, you know, and at first I was like, hold up, you know, this is a little different for me. But, you know, as I got into the different practices, I just started the forgiveness one last night, and I already feel a sense of peace. You know, and being able to let go and not always having to have answers, because right now during this experience, this third dimensional experience, you know, I've been following my dreams, you know, and my parents, you know, they're old school. They're like, oh, go get a job, go do this, go do that, you know, and try to pull me in different directions as well as other people. And I just, you know, I've already surrendered to my dream years ago, but it's just, it can be really challenging at times. So, you know, I just wanted to get a little mini soul reading just to, you know, gain more clarity, you know.
Wow. Well, Stephen, first and foremost, feel my hands bowing before you. You are such a visual, you're a master, and you've got like the coolest energy field. You've got these many different colors, these radiant energies around you. And as you were speaking, these beings, some of them look to me like they're drumming, and some of them look like they're dancing, and some of them are just smiling, and some of them are singing. And one of them walked up, looked you straight in the eye and said, come, your dream is available. Here are the steps you need to take. And he's gazing at you straight in the eye and saying, this is not for me to say, but for you to hear. And so, Stephen, I would say, go put on music you love, dance, get happy, sit down, and then when you're sitting, if you're safe to close your eyes, meditation posture would be great, but it's okay if it's not, right hand in your lap, left hand out, just stick it out. And as you feel this energy connect with you, then you can release your left hand and receive the rest of this message. So thank you for allowing me to be the honor to bring you guys back into this divine stream of connection today. And thank you for being on the planet, Angel. You are really a blessing. Keep going. You've got a lot to share. We love you, honey.
I love you guys too. I appreciate you. Thanks again.
Namaste, Angel. Many blessings.
Many blessings.
Wow. Wow.
I have a couple of smiles on my face because number one, I enjoyed Stephen's sincerity very much.
Oh, my gosh.
And truly, it's a sign of what is emerging on our planet.
And what can be, but you've got to be committed and there has to be action in the commitment. You can't just sit around and think it's going to happen.
That's true. And I also chuckled when he said, well, my parents are kind of old school.
Yeah, well, I understand that.
You know,
I
felt that way about my parents as well.
Well, but, you know, I understand what he's saying,
We're in a different energy now.
We're in an energetic moment.
A lot of the strategies of years ago just aren't as effective in today's energy.
No.
So not to debate anything other than to say, listen to your heart,
Trust
your guidance, and you will find your way.
And your parents will eventually appreciate that you did. You know, they're just doing their job, which is to help you remain committed.
Absolutely.
You know, that's the good news. Anytime you receive, no matter who it is or what your situation is, anytime you have resistance coming in front of you, that's a sign. I don't want to use the word test, but it's a little message from the universe that said, okay, are you really committed or is this just something you talk about and you're not? And so anytime you get something that feels like resistance, that's the universe winking at you saying, Are you committed? Are you going to stay with this?
Or is this just
a phase? And once you stay committed and you walk through those moments, not only do those moments disappear, oftentimes people that gave you the resistance come back and are like, hey, whatever you're doing, I want some.
Yep,
you know, you're happy. I want to know why you're happy.
Well, I tell you what, happiness is a true signal that things are moving.
It really is.
I tell you what, we're heading back to the phone lines. We're going to go to line 5 and we'll say hi to David from California.
First time to the show.
Hello, guys. How are you?
We're great. How are you, Angel?
Oh, doing great. I can't believe I got through. This is the first time I've ever got a chance to talk to you. So I've listened to both of you for quite a while now, and maybe it's because the month of the lion happens to be my birth month, but I was looking to see possibly if you could give me just a small personal reading.
It would be my honor.
Thanks for calling, David.
And David, wow. I my heart is like so big and the smile like almost hurts my face. I am so glad you got through today. This is a big month for you. So, you know, thank you so much for tuning into the show over the years. And I absolutely am so delighted and honored you got through right now. This was your moment. This is your moment to command the light. The message that's coming in for you is it is time for you to pull from your heart that which you have been wanting to call forward into your life and know that it is in front of you. They're saying it is not your month to ask. It is your month to declare. Now, remember that when we declare, it doesn't mean about being bullish or being nasty. It means about knowing that this is now true. And your next cycle around the sun, as they say, is very transforming. It is a transformative year that is ahead of you. And it's interesting to me because it's like this time next year, you're wearing this, how do I describe this? I was going to use the word crown, but it's not really like a crown. It's like this thin, what they're showing me, and I'm sharing this with you because obviously there's an energy in this headpiece for you to claim. So if you close your eyes, it's a thin gold band that goes all the way around the head. And then on the sides above each of the ears are these beautiful, like tall, but they're thin strands of different types of stones, but very, very thin. And there's like emerald and there's blue and there's jades and there's all these energies. It almost looks like a peacock feather, but it's made out of stones and crystals coming out of both sides. And they're saying, if you bring your hands to your heart and close your eyes and reach up into the area of the forehead known as star consciousness, you will discover that the greater seer is getting ready to see. And so it is, my angel. Thank you for the honor of connecting with you. I am just blown away at how beautiful you are. Many blessings.
Thank you so much. That's awesome. Unbelievable. It was my pleasure to talk with you guys, and I'm hoping to continue this for quite a while.
As are we, my angel. Thank you for being on the planet, Angel. Many blessings.
Well, truly powerful.
Wow, I'm still feeling. Do you feel that?
Yeah, no, as you were describing, I all of a sudden began to see this magnificent headpiece. And it to me, the blessing was remembering that we exist in so many realms.
Don't we, though?
And that this fixation with third dimensional reality is nothing more than a radio channel that we've tuned in with.
Agreed.
And you can still keep that channel open, but we can turn the volume down a little bit.
Yes, we can.
And tune into other dimensional knowings.
But you see how I always love that every week the callers that get in are the ones that are supposed to be here, that there is this energy of flying. There is this energy, and you don't have to be on a tightrope this month, angels. You honestly have this opportunity to claim dominion over you. And I will share with you just a little nugget. You really want to make sure you do that before the energy of September, because there's been this profound stream, and forgive me for using this word, but of like brainwashing energy that is trying to get you, no matter how committed you are, to believe that which is false to be real and to believe that which is real to be false. And that line is blurring, and that line is getting bigger. And in September, there's going to be a chasm of that line. And the only thing that is going to get you through is that 100% anchored trust in your divine presence, in your mastery, that unshakable knowing. And that's the gift of this moment, is that the irony, again, a lot of ironic times right now.
Oh, yeah.
The irony is that the energies that would seek to confuse you and the energies that would seek to take you away from your ascended process are backfiring, because through that energy, you're actually waking up with greater propensity and with a much broader view.
Absolutely. And it's essential that you have the practices, whatever form
of spiritual practices
work for you. You know, it's as simple as bringing your hand to your heart and taking a conscious breath and interrupting the reactive drama.
Yeah.
Because the egoic drama is so clever and subtle. Sometimes we think the ego only has to do with when we're having painful experiences, but that's not it. The ego also loves limited, emotionally satisfying experiences.
And the universe, and we talked about this earlier, the universe is going to constantly kind of ping you, kind of poke you on the shoulder and go, are you ready? Are you sure? And those are those experiences that feel not as comfortable. And, you know, we mentioned this on Twin Flame Divine Fire, Sri, but I also want to mention it here. More than ever, my angels, this is the month to read Lesson 5 from the Lost Books of the Essenes.
Yes.
A Lion Steps Out of the Woods. Go read this message. If ever there was a month, this would be it, because this war, and, you know, I'd already mentioned on our video, the Bhagavad Gita, you need support this month, guys. So go to sriankira.com, click on Art of Ascended Living. You'll see Messages of the Masters. When you go there, go to the Lost Books of the Essene, Message 5. Now, look, while you're at our homepage, and I don't mean to give you all these reading assignments, but you're going to want support around you. We have published the first of a three-part series of very important articles. The second one's going to be coming out next week. If you have not read part one or started the forgiveness packet yet, they're right there on our homepage. Give yourself that gift. If you ignore the support, your month will be not as comfortable as it could be, and your September may be dramatic. So why not fly free, thrive, and literally have a month that could set you up through the next few years?
Absolutely. It's through these practices that you will maintain a center, and the universe won't be playing Jedi mind tricks on you. Because
or at
there's
least
a
when
lot
it tries, you'll know.
There's a lot of hypnosis out there. And truth and fiction are getting mixed and blended, and people are losing their compass.
Yeah, they are. They're afraid.
Don't lose yours.
No, you guys, you know what's up, right? You know what's true. You know what's false. Remember that. Trust you. And I'm excited because we have so many people holding.
Here we go. Back to the phone lines. We're heading to line number one, and we'll say hello to Deborah from New Mexico.
Namaste, beloved angel. Welcome.
Namaste to you both as well, and God bless you. I just completed the 7-day forgiveness cleanse, and I'm still really defragging. Boy, is that powerful. Ooh.
Thank you for that. That is just amazing.
Like I say, you know, I'm deprived, and it's like my body doesn't know quite where it is, you know, and stuff like that. But I was hoping for a little mini soul reading about a project I've been working on a long time, and just the fact that I have an issue where I'd like to know why people don't get back with me. I'm kind of obsessive about getting back with other people, like sure. even if I don't want to talk to them. But even, you know, really dear friends, whatever, just, you know. So yeah. That's my question. Yeah.
Well, first and foremost, Deborah, I want you to take in a deep breath and just feel this love energy that's swirling around you right now. It, you know, it's interesting. I was talking about that Mary that came to Sri and I swear yeah. I feel this energy, this compassion energy. As you were sharing, it's like I saw her wrapping her arms around you and holding you. And there's three things, and this message is really coming from her for you. The first thing that she's saying is, love yourself more. Love yourself more. And she's saying that the defragging you're talking about in the 7x70, she's saying you might want to just sit and do the practice with your name every time, one more time, and notice what else comes up and heals. The next thing that you are to hear is that to let go of what others are doing and to focus more on what you're doing, because you're in a moment. It's interesting. You're in this moment of like coming within. It's like I'm watching all of these pieces. It's like your hands are big magnets and I'm watching all these pieces coming into you from everywhere. And she's saying, just be with them. Let them manifest, let them percolate. And then it's like October. Things are just going to blossom and bloom and start growing. And it's going to be like one after another after another. But this is your moment. This time's for you. So you're actually being supported through these interactions. And so it is. And I am so honored to be with you right now. And thank you, because that's the first, I'm going to use the word public message that has come through this Mary energy that's walked in the past 48 hours. So I really bow for your heart calling that out to the greater world. You have a lot to share and a lot to do, and that's all going to come forward for you. But take the blessing of this time right now. And so it is, Angel. Many, many blessings.
Many blessings to you, too. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
No, thank you.
Namaste, beloved one. Yeah. Ooh, wow.
Let's all take a breath and smile.
Yeah, wow.
Because, you know, the divine connection is always so readily available, and
absolutely.
Support is so available as well. It does take, number one, relaxing, number two, asking.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, I think we'd be remiss, Sri, if we didn't let everyone know that. We are very, very blessed to still have just a couple openings for the Remembering Atlantis New Year's Miracle Experience. And
yeah, what a powerful gathering.
This is going to have so much energy. It's beyond us talking about it. And just go to SriandKira.com, check out what's written there, get the PDF, but pay attention, because August is also a month. Whatever you put in motion now is going to support you for a long time.
Yep.
And pay attention to everything that you're deciding on this month and what you're bringing forward. This is a month to claim your divine presence. Now, we might be able to sneak one or two more in. Let's try and get another
All
person
right.
on right
We're
now.
We're running to line three.
And welcome Louise from California.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. Namaste.
Hi. My girlfriend keeps calling to remind me to call in, but I've been under such horrible hip pain. I fell last year to my left, and I feel like I have fractures on my both hips, and I've been bedridden, and I'm supposed to move Monday, and there's a gas leak, so I'm really scared. I'm trying to think positive, but I'm having a hard time. Yeah, and I've now come down with a cold, but I don't know what to do.
Right. First of all, most, I'm glad you got through today, Louise, and because we're running out of time, I want to jump in. All I keep seeing around you are angels, and they keep saying the same thing. See us, call on us, and we will guide you. See us, call on us, we will guide you. See us, call on us, we will guide you. Let go of the mind of density, and that's why you got through today, because that's what August is all about. Let go of the mind of density and let your soul lead. You've got extraordinary, beautiful support and guidance around you. go there, and I think you'll be delighted with what comes forward. And I'm glad you got through. We love you, honey.
Many blessings indeed. And remembering that every caller is for every person.
Absolutely.
We are all part of a grand fabric. And when we allow in the blessings of the wisdom that come from other reflections, we expand the illumination of our lives. And so, beloved ones, we invite you to listen again, to revisit each and every show as much as feels nourishing to you.
Call in the support around you. Go get the article. Go read everything. Bring it in.
We're at a fabulous time, and you can just fly up and off that tightrope as you expand your trust and listen.
And be sure to tune in this Thursday night at 8 p.m. Pacific time for Soul Mirror, and join us there at soulmirrorradio.com. Be there. There's so much more to share this week.
And beloved ones, we're so glad that you're part of this radio family. And until we have the joy of being with you live next Sunday, may you breathe deeply, trust, and know that all is truly well.
Namaste. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.